The Slim Fast 14-day effect on your New Year's resolution. Day one, the new year. You want to kick it off with a bang, and you're not just talking about fireworks. Day 14, you're ready to start this year right, looking great and preferably on top.
2 weeks is all it takes to get what you really want. Swap two meals a day for Slim Fast protein shakes or bars, get in a 30-minute workout, and stick to a 1,200-calorie diet to lose up to 6 pounds in your first 14 days. Find Slim Fast in a store near you.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good,
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show.
Sexy for my love. Aw, love's shit. Going to leave.
I love it. Cat fight in the catwalk. Woo! Woo! Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Woo! We are here once again for another awesome episode of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I'm Ashley, your host. Today I am joined by a new beautiful face.
Oh, want to introduce yourself? Hey everybody, I'm Jill Annenberg and love the housewives, so rocking it out tonight.
Yeah, we have another familiar face.
What's up, guys? I'm Charlotte Broadbent.
Hi, Cassidy Gard.
And I hope everybody had an awesome new year and a great holiday.
We're all back together. We've got a full panel.
We do. Yes. We now have a lot more perspectives, and we're definitely going to be having a little more drama going on in the AfterBuzz studio. We are all very different minds, different ideas, so we'll get into tonight. Let's start off with, so it's Cat Fight on the Catwalk, episode 10, and very interesting. Before we even get into the first part of, you know, the dinner, I just wanted to ask what you guys think of a man standing up for you in a certain situation, because I felt like his real name's Michael, but baby, Joyce's baby. I was a little turned off by that. That was, for me, too much. I would be very overwhelmed if I had my boyfriend or my husband just going in at it on my little fight and trying to stand up for me. I would feel like it's a little bit much. What'd you guys think of that?
I would want my partner, boyfriend, whatever, to stick up for me. I don't know. I think that's something that kind of makes you united. And but I also think that they're using that against Brandy, because they even said they know that she doesn't have a partner.
That's
she doesn't
what I'm
have
thinking.
A boyfriend. She doesn't have a husband. So she doesn't have anyone to back her up.
Right.
So she's, but then everyone else backs her up. So
don't you think that he should have seen, like, he should know that and know that she doesn't have a guy sitting next to her? In any other case, maybe it would be a little better. But I just feel like when a man is talking to a woman that doesn't have a guy by his side, it's just kind of like, it's a little much to me. It's a little...
Well, that's why she told him to F off.
Yeah.
Because it's not his place.
Right.
I mean, I'm married, and I feel like my husband would probably be like, look, at you and your girlfriend, you guys talk about it.
Right.
If you need me, I'll be here. But otherwise, I think if it's between you and another girl, just let it be between you guys.
Yes.
But everyone was ganging up on her. So, on Joyce. Mm-hmm. Like, it was Joyce and her husband against everyone else. So, I think in that situation, her husband was A-okay to be on her side.
Okay.
Sorry, Cassidy.
I just think if the husband's doing it out of kindness and respect, and Joyce is appreciating that, but for Joyce later to turn around and just take all of Brandy's vulnerabilities and say, she doesn't have a man because she's like that, and if she were nicer, mm-hmm. you would have a man. It takes everything that Brandy's going through with the ex and the divorce and being a single mom and the visitation and just kind of amplifying it. It's like kicking her when she's down. And I do not agree with a lot of what Brandy does to Joyce, but in some circumstances, don't kick someone when they're down. You know, just back off a little bit.
Well, I felt like it was a little bit of the same Palm Springs situation that we had going on, where they were making excuses for Brandy. They were turning their cheek when they didn't want to see certain things that Brandy was doing, because they didn't want to have to go and actually, they're going to have to, especially with Yolanda, I was wondering, and I had said this a few weeks ago, I was wondering when Yolanda's going to actually face the facts that she needs to speak with Brandy about this, because it's just two different people. How are they friends when one person is so outspoken and rude and the other person is so, you know, reserved and just very classy? So,
But I think at dinner, when after Brandy had left, Yolanda clarified why she's such good friends with her, because it is what you see is what you get. There's no beating around the bush with Brandy. If she likes you, you know. If she doesn't like you, you know. And unfortunately, she doesn't like Joyce. And you can clearly see that. And I don't know, again, I don't know why, but I think that Yolanda likes that. She's a good friend to her. And I think that's why Yolanda, I think she clings to people that are good to her. I think Brandy's been good to her. And that's why they've become good friends.
Right.
Well, but it is a strange...
No, it is strange, and obviously opposites can attract, but I just feel like in this case, Brandy tends to befriend whoever is loyal to her at that time, but with Lisa and her, they were very good friends. I guess they're not really close anymore. I know now, because Kyle Richards was on the Bethany show a few weeks ago, she mentioned she's friends with Brandy. She likes Brandy now. So now they're friends. So I do believe that, but then it's hard for me to believe it because I could see Brandy's bouncing around from friend to friend. So she is loyal, but now all of a sudden she doesn't really like Lisa and she's really close to Kyle, of all people, who she hated.
Well, it's interesting because Joyce did a People TV interview and she talked about how wonderful Kyle is and how much she loves her and it's one of her favorite housewives. So it's funny because Brandy's saying the same thing. So how does someone like Kyle get to have friendships with two of these women and not so much get put in the middle, like maybe with Lisa Vanderpump or Yolanda? So I wonder if ultimately Brandy is resentful that although she's friends with Kyle, that Kyle is still pretty cool with Joyce. Joyce is doing nothing but singing her praises. So I wonder if that bothers Brandy at all.
I'm sure it does. Well, because Brandy's jealous of Joyce. It was clear that when they were at Kyle's and Joyce walked in, I mean, she had a bedazzled dress on. I mean, she looked incredible.
She looked amazing.
And the way Brandy was looking, to me, it was just a look of jealousy. But
a look of red, just like she said Joyce was looking at Gigi. She sees red. Did she see red? I mean, I'm sorry. Practice what you preach. You got cameras everywhere. If you think someone looks good, smile. And even if you feel jealous, just be like, wow, she looks really pretty. Just whatever. Try to cover it up if you can.
Do you think it was jealousy or judgment? Because Brandy was actually in a very understated black dress, simple, cap sleeves, not that short comparatively.
That's smart. I don't know.
To Joyce had the... I think the bralette thing is very cute and was very hot this summer, so clearly that's why she was rocking it. She looked great. But what did you think? Did you think Brandy was, like, jealous or was it judgment?
I agree. I think it's a combination. I think no matter who the person is, that Brandy always has, like, slight judgment and a little bit of jealousy. Mm-hmm. And also because Joyce is married, she has two kids, she's so ridiculously skinny and pretty. And Brandy, I mean, obviously she's skinny and pretty too, but she doesn't have, like, a family right now. Her kids are gone most of the time. So I feel bad, and I think that her insecurities and her, I'm going to call it a drinking problem, feed into a lot of her issues with everybody else.
Absolutely. Yeah, it amplifies it. And she's not a girl or a woman who thinks before she speaks. She gets herself in a lot of situations that she can't get out of, and we wonder... We're all seeing her so depressed and having so much anxiety. Most of the anxiety is brought on by herself, by her actions and by what she says. I know, because I remember being a lot younger and being in a lot of situations where I was in an argument with a friend in school and this and that. And I'm like, you know what? I can actually stop this by just being quiet in situations where normally I would speak my mind, because you're better off just not saying anything if you have nothing nice to say, and then you avoid arguments. And it's so easy. You can control the anxiety in your life, honestly, just by... controlling what you do and what you say.
I'm going to say the white elephant in the room, because I just over and over am so shocked. And I know she probably works out like a maniac, but Joyce, is she alarmingly skinny or is she just a petite
girl? She's alarmingly skinny.
Because
she has a lot
of problems. I'm looking at her and she's gorgeous and vivacious, but I'm just like,
But so's what did Carlton she say last? And Brandy.
Right, but Carlton's like, all muscle.
She's all muscle.
Carlton's all muscle. And Carlton even told us what she ate when she called us in that time. She called in for a few weeks ago and she told us she ate a lot of protein. She works out like, she definitely,
Carlton,
that's all.
Seems solid. She seems strong. There's something about her. But I'm just on the runway. I mean, Joyce looked stunning, was so beautiful, but I just couldn't stop staring at how skinny she was.
What did she say last week? And we were, you know, you had mentioned about her tagline in the Beverly Hills Housewives. how it's
never be too skinny.
Never be too skinny. And she didn't really like that. She mentioned to Bravo she was hoping that they didn't pick that comment. Yet she says it again in an episode last week.
Always.
And she was, Brandy came out and said, this is too small on me. And the other one said, this is too small on me. The two of them obviously were in you know, competition there. They could hear the other one saying that. She's pulling, obviously any dress is going to be a little loose on you when you're pulling it too. Mm-hmm. You know, you're, she's like, it's too small. She wants attention.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of weird things that go on in that house between baby Michael and Joyce. It's just a very strange relationship. She's so indebted to him that I just wonder what, how they started out. What she knew Mohammed for a long time, and he knew Mohammed separate friendships, both
And when Michael. They spoke about that, people were suggesting, did you date Mohammed?
Yes,
Brandy.
Brandy, of course. There's, of course. She does have a lot of good points that, you know, most of the time.
Well, she denied it. She said no.
It's just very strange, though. She met when she mentioned she moved here, she lived in the Beverly Wilshire. Who lives in a $500 a night
a hooker.
Room?
We're right. Just trying to, what are you suggesting?
I'm suggesting that it's strange when you think about it.
I agree. It is strange.
She's, you know, a pageant girl. Then she knew Mohammed, who's like a lot older than her. And she's doesn't know anybody. It's just weird.
One of the commenters last week said Mohammed and Yolanda divorced because he was having affairs. Is this like a known thing?
And it was with Joanna on the Real Housewives of Miami. Mm-hmm. And I watched a really, it was on Andy's Watch What Happens Live. And Brandy, I mean, she just says a disgusting comment about what Mohammed had said. It was that her vagina smells bad.
She said that Lisa Vanderpump heard it too.
Yeah.
That Yolanda
that Mohammed said that.
Yolanda? But, no, not Yolanda's. No. Joanna's.
That Joanna's.
Yolanda smells like roses, like, I'm sure.
I know, right?
But there's so many. I mean, if that, there's just, I mean, again, Brandy, zip it. Just
well, at
it.
That point.
But then she was saying it in as a, she was saying it because Joanna had said something about her, but it's all tittle-tattle and back and forth. Like, it's funny. She said this, so I'm going to say this. It's like, oh my God, just stop.
No, I know. I do the Real Housewives of Miami when it's on too, and we had to discuss that at some point, and it was really, really crazy because you hear Joanna just be, she's just dragged into this, and Mohammed's like, absolutely not. Everybody's like, absolutely not. But then Brandy's saying, no, this is absolutely correct. Even Lisa was standing there when Mohammed said it. So these people have these situations that apparently exist in their heads. It's who knows? It's so hard to believe when you have, especially when she drags Lisa in on it. And Lisa really hasn't come out and said anything that I've seen on Twitter or anything saying, no, that didn't happen. Or
it's so funny. Well, is anyone dating that Johanna girl with the stinky badge?
She's married.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah. She's got married,
Let's
actually.
Let's get that guy
Roman.
To Colin. Let's
ask him. Roman. Yeah, we're going to get Roman to Colin.
But it's interesting how Mohammed cheated on Yolanda. That's why their marriage apparently failed. And then Joyce, I don't know, maybe they did have relations. Who knows?
Mohammed just doesn't seem like the type of guy that has platonic female friends.
Right.
He seems like...
Well, they mentioned, they're like, hope he keeps this one. She's great. Yolanda's like, we'd keep her even over Mohammed.
Right.
Shiva. She's beautiful. She's absolutely gorgeous.
She seems so classy.
Absolutely. Agreed. But another girl who's just absolutely beautiful, thin. I mean, there was a difference, though. Like, her body, Carlton's body, as it, going back to Joyce's body, even Brandy is super, super thin. It makes you wonder if it's genetics or what, but I feel like with Joyce, you can see her collarbones, you can see certain parts of her that you're just like, there's
and
no
food going
in there.
And the weird thing is camera, I really do think everyone looks a little bigger on camera.
Absolutely.
So on top of that, if you're saying it's a 10-pound, you know, old rule that they say, so in person, is it that minus 10 pounds? Because
I don't know if I know. Honestly, I think it's too, like, she's very tall, so everything's just giving her the impression of even looking
How
skinnier.
How tall is she?
She looks pretty tall.
Brandy?
Yeah.
Oh, are we talking about Brandy or Joyce? I thought we were
both
talking about
them.
Joyce.
Both of them.
Because Brandy's tall.
She is
I'd
tall.
I'd say Brandy's probably
I think they're both the same
six.
Height. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of being thin and staying fit, but being a healthy thin, get into with SlimFast, 2 weeks is all it takes to get what you really want. In 14 days, the only thing higher than your confidence will be your hemline. This podcast is brought to you by SlimFast. And I feel like one of those things where you just... You have to be healthy. You have to keep it healthy. And you can't advocate not eating and being too thin. So,
Especially when you're a mom.
Yeah. Absolutely. I know. Exactly. She's a mom. Well, she's a mom of boys. But I wonder if she was a mom of girls, if she would be a little less inclined to being so judgmental about things like that.
Probably. You know? She would probably want to borrow her daughter's clothes.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I would not want her to be a mom of girls.
No.
I mean,
no.
I wonder how someone like Kyle would feel about her saying, you can only be too skinny around Kyle's girls. Because Kyle always says, you know, they're so skinny, I want to give them a cheeseburger. And Kyle, you know, is beautiful and curvaceous, and she mm-hmm. owns it. And I'm sure she wants to instill in her daughters to be confident. I mean, her daughters mm-hmm. seemed really nervous to get up in front yeah. of people and show. I mean, she's wearing a very revealing dress for a teenager.
Right.
And,
13.
I know.
Only just a teenager.
I know. I thought she looked 13, too. They were like, she looks 17. I'm like, she really does look 13. She looks young.
I thought she looked baby older. Face.
Her body looks older.
Yeah.
So. I feel like girls now are so tall. Big, like, in general, like, when I see, like, teenagers now, I was at Chipotle. This is so off, but literally all these teenagers were, like, 12 and 13, and they were towering over me, which is not difficult to do. But I feel like, in general, girls now look, like, older.
Yeah, it's
like
their bodies. Food is pumped with yeah. hormones. No yeah. one's eating anything natural.
I know. Everybody looked, I was like, I did not look like that at 12. And I don't look like that now. And I'm definitely not 12, so I don't understand.
But yeah. But if I was Kyle, if someone said that in front of my daughters, which I don't have daughters, my hypothetical ones, I yes. would think that that was really that. Inappropriate.
Yeah.
I agree. Because mm-hmm. that's something you don't want. You want people to grow up. I think that's there's so much emphasis on, I mean, I spoke about this last week, everything being stick thin. It's like you don't want that kind of thing in somebody, in a young person's mm-hmm. ear, because that's when they do develop insecurities mm-hmm. and they don't feel like they fit in if they have, I mean, a couple pounds extra. It's ridiculous. So.
Kesha actually just said that she went into a rehab mm-hmm. facility for an eating disorder, which she blames on her producer, who said she was as big as a fridge, or he would always comment on her weight. And he's also producer for a lot of really thin, like Miley Cyrus and I think Rihanna as well, I think it was Rihanna. But regardless, it was something that she blamed on people making fun of her body and everything. So it just shows you that even people who advocate for loving yourself and loving your body, even they can be at their most vulnerable point, and, you know, it can get to them too. So being on a TV like this, which is so widespread, which everybody watches, and putting out something like that, especially when you keep on saying how you're a good person and you don't like mean people and you're sweet and this and that, that's like you did not think before you spoke. So don't go and point fingers at Brandy for calling her racist when you just said something really bad.
And I think when you have to justify, like, who you are, saying, like, oh, I'm so nice, I'm always thoughtful, like, no, you're not. Just do it and be right. that person instead of right. telling me you are.
The yeah, meanest don't people preach. Are always the ones that say they hate drama.
Yeah, it's true.
The girls like, I don't like drama are always the most crazy ones.
Yeah. I just feel like there's something about Michael, the husband, that just gets me really – he just makes my skin crawl. I just don't – I don't know what it is yet. I'll probably figure it out. I saw his Kabbalah bracelet too. He obviously does Kabbalah, which is all about, that's like the evil eye, like it keeps away the evil eye when you wear that bracelet, they say. But I'm like, he's getting right in on all the drama. He's clearly doesn't need a bracelet. He wants to dive right mm-hmm. in, and you know.
I do find it strange, all the housewives, the husbands kind of enjoy the drama as much as the wives do. Mm-hmm. And I just find that strange.
Except, do you think, I don't think Mauricio
does. I don't know,
does.
But well, I think just in general.
Like we were talking about in the beginning. Yeah. Mauricio waits till like 75% of the fight has happened and then he'll chime in.
Right. Yeah. I think he's awesome. He's such a great husband. I love what he does. And I agree. It's just like he'll step in if it's really necessary or if he feels like his wife really needs a little backup. But
Kyle doesn't need backup.
Michael's brand new. Like, let Joyce have a little bit of drama at least, because otherwise she's not going to stay on the show. No one wants her on the show. She's like Karen from Real Housewives of Miami. Pageant, smiley Sam all the time. Everybody's getting so
sick of her. The producers are probably so thrilled Brandy made that comment, because they didn't have to manufacture all this fake tabloid stuff with Mauricio and Kyle and these alleged affairs that I don't think ever happened, because there was no real tabloids.
Exactly.
But, yeah. So this one little pool comment is going to carry us through the whole season, I'm guessing.
Yes.
And just continues to be fights between. I was surprised. I thought Brandy was going to have a huge meltdown from the previews of last week.
They always
that
trick
we
us.
Saw. I expected a huge meltdown from Brandy. In the limo, especially, and there was, like, nothing. And I was, not that I want to see her have a breakdown, but I was kind of disappointed.
I do too.
I was, like, I thought we were going to see a lot more, and they kind of just sweeped over the end of the dinner. It's like, oh, okay. I was surprised they got through the charity event. I'm glad they did, but that's the first event that they've gone to without having drama mm-hmm. and without having a fight and without not getting, like, they just separated. They weren't really, apart from at the start when Joyce walked in, they weren't really seen together mm-hmm. and no mean words were.
You know what, though? Spoken. I wonder if Kyle kind of laid down the law before, because she said last episode, look, this is for children. It's close to our heart. Obviously, Mauricio, she's spoken other times about his childhood and the illnesses, and he overcame it. But I have a feeling she might have made it very clear, please leave it at the door. I do not want this at my function at my store. So
yeah, I'm sure she did. But listen, props to them for listening.
Right. And I, you know, whether we're on Joyce's side or Brandy's side, regardless, both of them listened and both of them did what they had to do for that event. And we'll get in. I'm curious whose side you three are on with Joyce and Brandy. And I'd also like to know what our viewers think, whose side you're on. So if you want to log on to our iTunes and rate us, give us 5 stars if you like what we've been talking about. We have a whole new group here, so we're excited about that. We're definitely going to have a lot more to talk about and a lot more perspectives. And let us know, are you on Joyce's side or Brandy's side? Because I'm very curious what you guys think. And you can also go and transfer those comments over to our YouTube page as well. And all right, I want to know, whose side are you guys on?
Dude, Team Brandy all the way. I honestly can't stand Joyce. I think she's that pageant girl that we think of why we hate pageant girls.
Right.
Brandy, obviously, like, there's a lot of things that she says that are not right, but that's kind of why I love her.
Yeah.
I do. And I relate because I have Tourette's also.
I love it.
So, I know I'm watching my mouth tonight for you guys.
I love it. She's so cute.
I've always been Team Brandy. I don't really like Joyce, but I'm kind of on the fence with this because now they're both getting into it. I think there's a lot more to Brandy's pain. Mm-hmm. I think it goes a lot further back. I mean, her divorce is so public, so public. And I think that's still really painful for her. Her dogs, she says she missed her kids tonight. I just think there's a lot more pain that we don't see from Brandy. But then there's no excuse for what she says. Joyce, I don't really like it, but I do feel a little sorry for it. Sometimes I'm like, oh, Brandy. Like, I don't think it was necessary last week at the dinner when Brandy said, yeah, your friends don't speak highly of you. No, you know, so I'm kind of...
Yeah. More Team Brandy.
I'm more Team Brandy, but I'm a little bit on the fence.
What about you? I know you are.
Well, there's a saying that sometimes you just have to pick the person you'd most want to hang out with. Ooh. You know, they say that with job interviews. Brandy. And I actually have hung out with Brandy before. It was at the 12-12-12 party last year. You remember the big date? They said that it was like the world. She was there. And I have to say that girl knows how to have a good time. And if I had to pick between hanging out with Joyce, who kind of gets into the minutia and every little detail and it's just annoying, and Brandy, the Tourette, mm-hmm. party girl, I'd pick Brandy. So that's my answer.
Yeah. If that were the case and it was about who you'd hang out with, I would pick Brandy as well.
Me too.
But, I also do not like Joyce, but I was advocating for her a few weeks ago because I did not like the way she was treated in Palm Springs. I still stick by that as a host of an event where you're trying to get people together and you're working hard to create a nice ambiance for everybody, and then you're getting continually bashed and yelled at for every little thing and being called the wrong name. All of that was so uncalled for and was wrong, and I'm totally on her side for that. Yeah. But overall, as a person, I think she's obnoxious. I think she's aggravating.
I agree.
I think she is so insecure. I think she is so...
She's insecure?
Super insecure. Mm-hmm. I think that her only confidence comes from her relationship and that whole, I have the perfect husband, I have the perfect life, I'm so rich, I have everything. Truthfully, at the core, I don't think she even likes herself.
Mm-hmm. I don't think she knows.
Her whole identity comes from whatever, her husband and their relationship and my baby. Mm-hmm. This girl has literally, this is probably her first relationship. This is literally, like, she probably just dated tons of guys that just, like, you know, was with her for one reason only. I just feel like she's that girl that never had, if you had a relationship, a long-term relationship before you got married, would you be so, oh my God, this is my life, this is my everything? Like,
No,
you wouldn't be, this is not like some big, like, he needs a throne, like he's some king. It's like, if you've been with a man and you know what a relationship is like, it's not so crazy, like, earth-shattering event that you have a boyfriend, a husband that loves you. Get over it. What else do you like? Do you have hobbies? Is there anything else you enjoy doing?
No,
clearly
hair.
It's not golf, but is there anything else? So, totally on her side in terms of Palm Springs, but can't stand her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Whew!
Yeah.
I gotta say, also, I think 2 episodes ago when she was talking about the size of her husband's wee-wee.
Oh.
First of all, you don't call it a wee-wee if it's big.
Just right. Right.
And that she's so tight. Yeah, because she's the size of a 12-year-old.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. It's literally disgusting.
And it's so unnatural for her to talk like that, and I feel like she's trying to be like Brandy, like, oh, I can be dirty and sad.
Completely. You think she's trying... See, yeah, I think she thinks she's...
She can't pull it off.
No, I think she's... See, I don't think it's that. I think she's trying to be sexy. I think she thinks it's really sexy.
Yeah, like her on the catwalk, she's like, I was just thinking that.
And you know what she's doing that for? Her husband. That's like the... Like, she literally lives and breathes for this man's opinion of her. And look at him.
Trying too hard. Like, yes. On the catwalk, you're at a children's function. No, just right. Walk the damn
he
runway.
He looks like Mr. Potato Head, so clearly Humpty he's going to be like... You know, he must think every single day when he's literally just sleeping or whatever he's doing, whatever men do, all those things that men do, he's counting his lucky stars that is his wife every second of the day. Because look at him. He's got to have a ton of money. There's something... It's got to be the money
thing. He
was
probably a judge at a pageant and, like, won her.
Literally, he looks like he's disgusting.
The European judge perspective.
No, I just... Everything about the whole relationship gives me the creeps. At least Carlton's out there about it. She's like, yeah, I have a room for all my sex stuff and all my fun stuff. And, you know, I can get my whips out and everything. I'll just shut the door. She's so open about it.
I
love it.
That's the thing. Remember when... So Joyce tells Yolanda that Yolanda needs to teach Brandy some elegance, and I'm thinking, you don't know who you are, because mm-hmm. one moment you're elegant Miss Perfect, mm-hmm. and then the other moment you're talking about your husband's dick. Yep. So which one is it? She's right. She's like the two mm-hmm. extremes. She doesn't know who she is.
I just think she's very dumb. I really think she's stupid.
She doesn't know what chastise means.
No, I know, but that's not, even aside from that, I wouldn't think she would know that anyway. I just think she's just very...
Really? I feel like that's a pretty common word.
And then love when Lisa goes, do you not know what reprimand means? No, either?
I think it was the way she was saying it too, chastise or whatever. It was chastise, whatever. I mean, we have to remember, this is her second language. I know one language, I barely know English. Obviously, I have a very truck driver Bostonian English as my language, but for her, I feel like we have to give her credit where credit's due. Obviously, this is her second language.
Wait, but how long has she lived in California?
I don't know. Obviously, not long enough, but...
I think it's just not in her vocabulary. I don't think it's a language thing.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
But the whole wee-wee thing, that was just the funniest thing in the world was last episode, too. My baby, and obviously, Brandy knows mm-hmm. what she's talking about. She's like, your baby? She's like, I have three babies. Oh, you mean your husband? You mean Michael? And then he's like, yeah, I'm a man to everybody, but I'm a baby to her. I'm like, ugh.
That was creepy.
Please. Ugh. Save it. We don't need to hear it. Yeah. So we had the event with no drama. That was great. We already talked about that, but I'm really happy about that. And it was so cool to see Jamie Lee Curtis. And mm-hmm. it brought, you know, all the Halloween stuff. It was really fun to see the two of them together because I've watched it so many times.
It is impressive that Kyle, she was a child actress, and not many child actresses really make it out alive.
Yeah,
in the sense of sober and sane. And so I think that's pretty impressive that she is sober. She has no drug problems. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
I mean, I think if you have a sister who's that effed up, like you are forced to be the strong one.
It's so very true.
When Kim does her talk to cameras, I feel bad for the producers or whoever's filming
it. I know, but it's thank God for it. It's so funny. Loopy. It's our comic relief. It's our comic relief now. I mean, it used to be sad. It used to be really sad because we would know that she was literally intoxicated on the camera. But now
I'm so happy she's sober.
Is she sober?
Yeah. Oh, yes. She's so sober. This is like your brain
she's
after
just
drugs.
That airhead.
Her dog is her new drug.
No, but seriously. I'm down with that. You know those old commercials where it's like your brain on drugs and it's an egg and then your brain off on drugs is like the cracked egg? Like, this is your brain after drugs. And that's her.
Yeah.
Just loopy, like, woohoo, life, Kingsley's my life. Like, that's just her. And it's so cute, but it's like, thank God she's alive.
But it's
alive.
Just the way she talks, and she, you're right, she's in the stars.
She cracks herself up. She's in the middle of her testimonials, and she's like,
I know. Laughing. I know. It's so funny, though. We need it. We really need it, especially after Joyce, because it's so aggravating. Last question for you guys. Do you think Brandy is a racist?
No.
Okay. I don't think so either. Not at all. I think she just is, she has diarrhea of the mouth. I don't think she is,
but her friend in the limo, what was her name?
I know. I don't know her name. The black
she
girl.
She never said that much about it. Did she say, or was I just zoning out, or did she not really
It's hard
much
to believe
to
that was the first time she heard about it in the limo. After this happened
definitely
probably weeks ago.
Definitely wasn't the first time that she heard about it. It was definitely a planned question in the limo to see what
her
African-American friend said.
oh, she made a big deal of it, or it was inappropriate, or just, she didn't really say much, though, right?
Well, she laughed about it. She just laughed it off. And
she said, you probably shouldn't have said that.
I think she was a little more aggravated, but she knew she already had practiced whatever she was going to say, or she knew she couldn't be aggravated about it, but...
Yeah, I think her face kind of said, it was like, said it every time. Ooh, ouch, like, right. You know?
Because I think she knows if she stands up for it, she too could get... a lot of backlash.
And Brandy turns like that. Before you go to an event, you're in the limo. You don't want to say something where Brandy's like pissed at you the rest
yes,
of the night.
Yeah.
So.
I know. No.
Yeah.
Giving no, the like, evil side
well,
eye.
That was definitely the first part of us seeing her change her mind about what she said. She seemed like she was, she's like, I'll talk to Joyce then. I shouldn't have said it. That was the first time we really heard her say that.
I think she's always known that she shouldn't have said that one comment. I think that comment, and it stuck with her, like when Joyce said at the dinner, you're a racist. It's like, it was politically very incorrect. Like, you shouldn't have said that. But everyone says something in the heat of the moment that they don't mean.
Did you see her Twitter?
Well, not always. Not always to that extent.
Well,
we
no.
all
yeah.
have a filter, but we at least know you don't say something like that when you have 100 cameras around you.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see her Twitter, though? So she got fired from the gig she had at Hard Rock Live. And then they sent her the money anyway and said it to her. We're sorry we had to do this. And then she tweeted what they had written to her and said, like, see, they are sorry they had to fire me. And then... they recounted and said, well, we, you know, in a public statement said, right. we were saying sorry to the fans that wanted to see you. But there was so much back and forth on this. I mean, anything controversial, you know, A&E fires Duck Dynasty guy and then rehires him a week later. People are all over the place because they
it's
don't
about
know
the, viewership.
The audience
it's all
loves
matters.
It, hates it, and that's all they care about.
Right.
So
it's all about the views. They don't
exactly.
care.
Exactly, exactly.
They don't care about the person, which is unfortunate, but they just want to know what the audience thinks. And that's really funny.
I'd like to
go, Brandy.
I really would like to get
single
some predictions with
winning.
You guys.
Love it.
Get some predictions.
And now your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Scary.
Any predictions this week, girls?
I think that Brandy and Joyce's conversation is going to end in a fight. Like, there's no way that they're going to walk out not cussing at each other.
And we kind of saw a little bit of that with the preview for next week. Of course, they're arguing again. But then maybe it's just a heated conversation because the previews seem to be very escalated compared with...
True.
They just show the very little bit where they are arguing. So maybe they only have like a 5-second argument and it'll be a happy ending, but I doubt it.
I think it's
going to be the most backhanded apology of all time. There's going to be no asking for forgiveness. It's going to say something like, I'm sorry you're so sensitive to what I said.
Right, right.
Where it kind of throws it back on her. It's not me. You're way too sensitive.
Right. Absolutely. Where can we find you, Jill? Do you have a Twitter we can find you at?
At Jill Annenberg.
Okay.
At Shaw Broadbent.
CassidyGuard.com.
At Miss Ashley Daniels.
Woo!
We'll see you next week. Thanks so much,
guys.
Bye.
Woo!
Happy New Year.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
Thank you for watching AfterBuzz TV on YouTube. For more of your favorite after shows and interviews, subscribe to our channel here and be sure to share your opinion on the episode in the comment section below here. We'd love to see what you guys are buzzing about. Thanks again. Buzz you later.